This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Brachos, Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph, Ketzan Mevorchin Al HaPeiros. How are brachos recited over produce? Al Peiros Ha'ilan Oimer Borei Pri Ho'etz. Chutz Min Hayayin Shal Hayayin Oimer Borei Pri Ha'gofen. Over the fruit of trees, we say borei pri ho'etz, except for wine, for which we say borei pri ha'gofen. V'al ha'peiros ha'oretz oimer borei pri adama. Chutz min ha'pas, shal ha'pas hu oimer ha'maitzi lechem min ha'oretz. Over produce that grows from the earth, we say borei pri adama, except for bread, for which we say ha'maitzi lechem min Ha'aretz. V'al ha'yirakos aymer, borei pri ha'adama, Rabbi Yehuda aymer, borei minei deshayim. Over vegetables, we say borei pri ha'adama. Rabbi Yehuda said, we say borei minei deshayim. Deshayim is translated as vegetation, since Rabbi Yehuda requires brachas to be more specific. That is the end of Mishnah Aleph. Brachas, Perik Vav, Mishnah Beis. Beirech al peiros ho'ilan, borei pri ha'adama, yatza. If a person recited the bracha borei pri ha'adama over the fruit of trees, he fulfilled his obligation, since it indirectly grew from the ground. Va'al peiros ha'aretz borei pri ho'etz lo yatza. But if he recited borei pri ho'etz over produce that grows from the ground, he did not fulfill his obligation. Al kulam im omar shakol Nia Yatza, if he said Shahakol over anything, he fulfilled his obligation b'di'evid. And that's the end of Mishnah Beis. Berachos, Perik Vav, Mishnah Gimel. Al Dover She'ein Giduloi Min Ha'aretz, Oimer Shahakol. Shahakol is said over anything that does not grow from the earth. Ala chaymetz, the ala naivlois, the ala goiva, oimer shahakol. It is said also over vinegar, unripe fruit that fell from the tree, and locusts. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, kol shehu min klala, ein mevorchin olav. Rabbi Yehuda said that no bracha is recited over these things, since they are all a kind of curse. So no bracha is made, and that is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Brachos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet, Hoyulafanav Minim Harbe, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Im Yesh Beinayim Mimin Shiva, Mavarech Alav. If a person had several different kinds of food before him, Rabbi Yehuda said that he should recite the bracha over whichever is among the seven species for which Eretz Yisrael was praised. V'chachamim aymrim Mavarech al ezem mehem sheyirtze. The Chachamim said that he should recite the bracha over whichever he likes the best. And that's the end of Mishnah Dalid. Brachos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Hei, Beirech al hayayin, shelifnei hamazin, potar es hayayin, shel acher hamazin. If a person recited a bracha over the wine that he drinks before the meal, it will exempt the wine he drinks at the end of the meal. Beirach al haparperes shelifnei hamazin, poter sa peperes shelachar hamazin. If you recite a bracha over the parperes, which is a dish made of breadcrumbs, and this was before the meal, it exempts the parperes, that dish made of breadcrumbs, after the meal. Berach ala pas, potar es a parperes, ala parperes, lo potar es a pas. A bracha over bread exempts parperes, but a bracha over parperes does not exempt the bread. Peshamayim rim af lo maisa kedera. Peshamay said it won't even exempt porridge. Maisa kedera means a cooked food. It won't exempt that as well. And that's the end of Mishnah Hay. Masechtas Brachas, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. Hoya Yoshvin Le'echol, Kol Echad Ve'echad Mevarach La'atzmai. If people sit down to eat, each one recites his own bracha. Hesebai Echad Mevarach La'kulan. If they recline together, one recites a bracha for them all. Bo Lehem Yayin B'toich Hamazon, Kol Echad Ve'echad Mevarach La'atzmai. If wine was brought during the meal, then each recites his own bracha, since people are too busy eating to pay attention to one another's bracha. La'achar hamazon echad mevarach l'kulam. If it was brought after the meal, one person recites a bracha for them all. V'hu aymer al hamugmar. Afal pi she'ein mevin es hamugmar, ela la'achar hasuda. He also recites for them the bracha on the fragrant scents, even though they are only brought after the meal, and one might have thought that they have nothing to do with the meal, and therefore each should make his own bracha. The Mishnah tells us that he makes a bracha for all those who are participating in the meal and enjoying the fragrant scents. And that is the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechtas Brachas, Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin. Heviu lefanav moliach batachila upas imai, mevarach al hamoliach upaiter es hapas, Shahapas tefela loy. If a person ate too much sweet fruit and then was brought a salty food to counterbalance the sweetness and also bread to accompany the salty food, he recites shahakal over the salty food, which exempts the bread, since in this case the bread is tuffel, is secondary to the salty food. Ze haklal, kol shehu ikur, v'imay tefela, mevarach al ha'ikur, upaiter es ha'tefela. The general rule is that whenever there is a main food together with a tuffel, a secondary food, a bracha is recited over the main food, thereby exempting the tuffel, the secondary food. And that is the end of Mishnah Zayin. Masechtas Brachas, Perek Vav, Mishnah Ches. Ochal te'enim, anovim, virimaynim, mevarach achareihem, shalosh brachas, divrei Rabban Gamliel. If a person ate figs, or grapes, or pomegranates, or other fruits from the seven species for which Eretz Yisrael is praised, he recites Brichas Hamazon, benching, which by the Torah law is only three brachas according to Rabban Gamliel. The Chachamim Aymrim, bracha achas me'ein shalosh. The Chachamim said he recites just one bracha based on the three, namely al ha'etz. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, afilu ochol shelek, vohu mezainai, mevarach achrov, sholosh brachos. Rabbi Kiva said that even if a person ate stewed vegetables, if this is his meal, he recites brachos ha-mazon. Hashose mayim litzmayoi. Oimer shakol niebid varoi. If a person was thirsty and drank water, as opposed to just using it to wash down something stuck in his throat, he then recites shahakol. Reb Tarfon oimer borei nefashos rabbis. Reb Tarfon said, borei nefashos is the bracha to be made before drinking water. That is the end of Mishnah Ches.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.